So all three readings this morning are challenging us to make certain decisions, decisions that have eternal consequences. But before we look to see just what decisions these readings are suggesting that we make, it's worth spending a few minutes talking about what it means to make a decision. Okay, the definition of a decision is a conclusion reached after consideration. Two parts to the definition. First is that there must be a conclusion. We must clearly resolve to do or not do something. There's no maybe. The second part of the definition is there must be consideration. There must be some thought involved. Flipping a coin is not a decision. Okay, it's the opposite of a decision. And flipping a coin is just allowing chance to guide our actions. Now, there are clearly times when flipping a coin is a perfectly acceptable thing to do. But only if either choice is equally good or at worst equally neutral. For example, there's nothing wrong with flipping a coin to decide who gets the first move in a checker game. But if there's a decision that's involved, particularly a decision that has eternal consequences, then flipping a coin is unacceptable. Now, when these parents, Phil and Lisa, decided to bring their baby here for baptism, was that decision predicated upon them flipping a coin? Is that how they decided whether they were going to be here today? I would hope not. I would hope that they're here after a prayerful reflection of the understanding that baptism establishes this child in a new relationship with God and His church. How about those preparing for confirmation in October? Was it the flip of a coin that led them to make that decision, to move in that direction? Again, I hope not. I hope it is a decision that really is based upon the prayerful reflection and an understanding that confirmation is going to open up some really unique powers of the Holy Spirit. Well, the same is true for all of our sacraments. Do we flip a coin to decide if we need the anointing of the sick? Do we flip a coin to decide if we need reconciliation? Do we flip a coin to decide who we're going to marry? Do we flip a coin to decide whether or not you're going to come forward and receive Eucharist in a few minutes? Brothers and sisters, there was a time when a good Catholic was expected to do three things: pray, pay, and obey. Okay, pray means you show up for Mass. Pay means you put money in the collection basket. And obey means you just do what Father tells you to do. Okay, no thought was involved. And to be very honest, no thought was particularly encouraged. But that expectation was wrong then and is still wrong now. We can't blame the church if we make a bad decision when it comes to following the example of Christ. So let's go back and look at those three readings and see what decisions we're being asked to prayerfully consider. Well, in the first reading, Joshua asks, what God will the Israelites follow? The question I will ask is, what God do we follow? Do we follow the God of acceptance? Or do we follow the God of security, money? Do we follow the God of control, power? Or do we follow the God who sacrificed His Son for our salvation? We must decide. In today's second reading, St. Paul describes what it means to live life in Christ. Now, he's using the example of marriage specifically, but the lesson can be applied to just about any relationship that we enter into, because he's calling us to live a life of sacrifice for others. Now, that's not something that comes naturally to most human beings. In fact, it requires a decision to act like Christ acts. Have we decided to do that? And finally, we have the gospel, where Jesus asks the question, do you also want to leave? Now, brothers and sisters, whether you realize it or not, that is a question that Jesus asks you not just every day, but several times a day. Every time you find yourself in a situation and the phrase comes to mind, what would Jesus do? He's asking you, do you want to leave? How do you respond to that? So these three readings, they really challenge us to make decisions that have eternal consequences. And as such, they all deserve prayerful consideration. I would suggest that simply flipping a coin would be a mistake.